Hours to Protect on Beat.
Spring is finally here and you may be spending more time outside as the evenings get brighter. If you're in County Wexford, you might have seen a plaque sitting near a small site of newly planted trees in places like Gorrytown Park or Minrine Park outside Wexford Town or even in Tintern Abbey. The plaque tells you what all these trees are about.
Using the Maiwaki approach, this forest of native trees and shrubs has been overplanted to create a rapid area of biodiversity. This project was conceived by Richard Mulcahy, supported by Wexford County Council.
The aim of this project and the number of native trees like oak, Scots pine, birch that they want to plant is huge, and it's all in the name of climate action.
The aim of this project is to plant 100 million trees using the Maiwaki tree planting method over the next 10 years and for the benefit of nature and people living in Ireland.
If we were to think 100 million trees and we're going to get the money for that and do that, we'd never do it in the first place. But if you don't go, you don't take the step, it's like the people saying, hey, how do you eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time. This is one step at a time that we're doing.
That's Richard Mulcahy. He founded the 100 Million Trees Project with help from his siblings.
My brother David started off 3 years ago a little project called Birds, Bees and Native Trees. He's a cardiologist, but in his spare time he would go around to schools and he'd plant 10 or 20 6 foot or 8 foot trees to try and encourage people to plant trees. And I had always had the back of my mind about doing a project. And I said, you know, how can we do this? You know, we obviously need to get more trees. Ireland has the lowest percentage of tree coverage in the whole of Europe at 11.2%. The average European country has a coverage of about 38% forestry.
So how does this 100 million trees project work?
I read about a concept in Japan by a guy, a professor of botanist called Akira Miyawaki, and he discovered that if we planted trees very close together, they grew far quicker and created an area of biodiversity far quicker than the traditional planting method. So if you take a typical planting of trees, you plant 1,000 trees per acre. With the Miyawaki method, you plant 10,000 trees per acre. So you're planting 10 times the amount of trees.
Because the trees are close together, they fight for the light and grow much quicker as a result.
One of the beauties about them being close together is that the strong trees send enzymes and microbes to the weaker trees to make sure that they don't fail. So you have a much lower failure rate of trees in this way. And because the trees are so close together, the energy isn't wasted in lateral branches. It grows up. So it creates a huge carbon sink, a much quicker carbon sink than traditional forest.
And as they grow so closely together, they effectively become a hedge, which is brilliant for biodiversity.
You're creating millions and millions of social homes for insects and birds.
As part of the 100 Million Trees project, thousands of native trees have been planted in GAA clubs, racecourses, even in abbeys. And Richard says that unused land from within local communities or councils could also be used to plant native trees.
This year it's really taken off and it's amazing. The people who are really got behind this are people who've got one-off houses in the countryside. The amount of people who've said, absolutely, we want you to come along, plant the trees, and then we can look at these and our children can look at these into the next generation.
Richard and the team have set themselves a target to plant 1 million trees in 2025 and 5 million the year after, all in the name of biodiversity and reducing our carbon footprint.
If we don't reverse this now, Orla, we are in real trouble. So it's not a matter of people feeling helpless. There's all sorts of things that we can stop consuming. That big business may not like the thought of that, but we're going to have to change our pattern of living.
There is no more time to look and wonder. It is time for action. It is time to do rather than say goodbye to this beautiful world.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.